A daily exercise. This is a beautiful exercise for you to do 3 times a day before meals, and I'm only partly joking. I welcome my sense of disempowerment that is in my being right now. I welcome the contraction, the tightness, the vulnerability, the lack of love, the loss of power in my being right now. I feel my anxiety, my sense of foreboding and dread about the day. I feel my contraction about all the negativities and threats and challenges in my life at the moment. I welcome my wanting to hide and run from all of this pain and threat. I welcome how I want to run from life, from the realities of life. I welcome the victim that I am right now, wanting to run away from life as it is. I feel it completely in my body and in my mind. I notice and own completely the sense of anxiety, negativity, or sadness, or hurt, or guilt, or shame, or emptiness, or helplessness, or vulnerability, or fragility that I feel right now. I dissolve all resistance to the negative feelings and sensations in my body right now. I simply allow them to be. Stay with this for a few minutes before continuing. In fact, it can be very helpful to go through the above again, slowly, a few times. And now I begin to breathe very gently and very powerfully into this vulnerability and disempowerment in my body. And as I breathe, so the power or love that I am begins to dissolve the vulnerability and lack of power, the anxiety, the wanting to run from life. And as it begins to dissolve, it rises and grows and expands. The love and power expand from my solar plexus up into my heart, into my chest and into my face, and arms and legs and torso. I'm completely infused with power and love at every level of my being. Into the trillions of cells in my body and in my brain. My consciousness is infused with it. It is my consciousness. An immense love and power fills my being, like the light of the sun shining upon the world as it rises in the morning. My entire being is awake beyond the singing of it. I return every day more and more deeply into this energy, my true nature, that I am.